It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me, coming to you live from snowy New York. Well, it's actually mostly melted, but yet again, blasted with more snow in the beginning of April. Absolutely outstanding. Most of it melted this time, but certainly made for an interesting morning around here in New York City. And coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and of course on your various devices and platforms from all over the place. And we talk about that all the time because we only get you for a brief period of time. Everybody's off to work, heading the kids off to school. God knows they'll be in school till July at the rate it's going with the snow days up here. But if you're getting off to the gym yourself or walking the dog, or the dog's walking you, whatever the circumstances are, we want you to be listening to us. And that involves grabbing the platforms that we always talk about, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, on your particular devices, the Android, the iWatch, the iPoppy, the tablet, the PC, if you're sitting down at the desk doing your work from home, which many people do in this day and age. And we grab you for that 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever we get you for. And we're very happy to have you on board because we try to give you the best in sports entertainment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, as you go about your business, that's what we want you talking about. Everybody's going to be talking about the tournament today and the game that wasn't. I mean, you know, it was okay. And everybody's trying to reform and remold the college basketball season, and we'll be talking about all of it going forward. But the reality was it was not a good season for college basketball, and it's something that we will be chatting about here in the Attack. Baseball is in full swing, except here in New York, where both games were canceled because of snow. Not something that we're used to, quite frankly, up here, even in New York. But most important for us, it's our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. They're out there heading towards it while we head away from it. So if you happen to be online somewhere, you're in a Starbucks, you're in a Dunkin' Donuts, you're, you know, wherever it is, and you see somebody in a uni in front of you, don't just give it lip service like certain people do. Oh, I support the troops until they're in those quiet moments in cocktail parties where they speak differently. Go up, give them a handshake, thank them, and be on your way, because they're running towards the danger while you run away from it. Let's step out right there. When we come back, we'll set the table for the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
DiVincenzo walking it up. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, that's going to do it. Michigan ran into a supernova tonight. For the second time in 3 years, Nova is number one. Villanova, your 2018 national champions. And the confetti starting to fall at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. This confetti could have been fired early in the second half tonight. Villanova dominant, winning 79-62 over Michigan to claim their second national championship in 3 years and their third all-time in school history.
Well, it very accurate call, and I'll tell you, Jay Wright, one of the headlines on one of the websites is, it's time to put Jay Wright in the pantheon of elite college coaches. Well, look who caught up. He is an elite coach. He's been an elite coach for a while. It was just a question of him getting over the hump at Villanova. Villanova is a national power now and will remain one so long as Jay is there. And Dante DiVincenzo had a monster game off the bench, 31 points, scoring the most points off the bench in the history of the NCAA tournament in the final. And it just wasn't a competition. It was simply that. It was the DiVincenzo show. I was worried about saying that all morning. And Michigan just had no answers. And Beilein owned up to it, and he was 100% right. The better team was Villanova. The better team going in was Villanova. The prohibitive favorite going in was Villanova. And everybody got it right. There was no Cinderella story this time around. And, you know, there's no shame in that. You know, being the second best team in the country, there's no shame in what happened to Michigan. But it was Villanova's ball, and they did not allow Michigan to play with it. 79-62 was the final. A lot to talk about with this particular game and the future of Villanova basketball and the future of the NCAA, because it was touched upon briefly with some of the announcers, but not all of them. But this was a bad year for college basketball because of the scandals, because of the uncertainty of whether or not programs are going to be able to maintain the high level of play, because of the fact that depending on the moves that the NBA makes, many of these students are going to try to jump to the National Basketball Association. Not all of them will. But considering that one and done is pretty much the rule right now, none and done is going to fall into that category too. And they're going to be drafting kids based on potential, which is where it gets scary for the NBA. We'll talk about all that as we go forward. But Villanova taking care of its business. Mo Wagner having an okay game. You know, it wasn't bad, wasn't great. 6 of 11 in 33 minutes. 1 of 4 from 3, 7 rebounds. And 4 fouls. He was in foul trouble. Akur Rakim, who really is, you know, they talk about Mo Wagner all the time, but Abdul Rakim, who he's going to make somebody a pretty good guard in the NBA. I don't know that he projects as a starting guard in this league, but he handles the ball well. He can make his own shot. His shot's good. We'll see how he blossoms or doesn't blossom in the NBA, but he's going to go to the NBA, and he went the four-year ride. He's probably going to end up being a second rounder or maybe at the back end of the first round, but he's a really good basketball player, and he had 23 points. I don't know if Wagner goes this year. He probably will. He's not a lottery pick. He's somewhere in the middle of the first round. He ain't Dirk, but he ain't bad. And Beilein will be reloading. And he got nothing off his bench. Nothing. And he couldn't really go to his bench except for Robinson and for Poole for any extended amount of time. And, you know, they went in garbage time, but Robinson, literally nothing. And, I mean, straight across the stat line, nothing. Off the bench, 22 minutes, 0 of 3, no free throws, one board, one steal, three fouls. Nothing. It happens. A 6'8 guard. They tried to use him on DiVincenzo. They did. Forget about it. Clyde Frazier couldn't have stopped DiVincenzo yesterday. And they were talking. One of the girls that I know was saying that he's her favorite player. She thinks he's really cute. He's going to be the cornerstone of that team next year. I don't think he'll come out. Not only do I not think he's ready, I think it just he will put the polish on his game going forward. He had a good year this year. 13.5 points, 3.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds. But he's limited in some areas. But he wasn't limited yesterday. 10 of 15 shooting, 5 of 7 from threes, 6 out of 10 from the free throw line, 31 points off the bench. Just a magnificent performance. Magnificent performance. The game plan with Michigan was obvious from Jump Street. Shut down Jalen Brunson. Try to do what you could with Mikal Bridges. And make somebody else beat you. Well, somebody else beat him. And that's really what it came down to. Nova focused in on Wagner. You know, it was two very good coaches playing a chess match. And Jay Wright had the queen that was sweeping all over the board and taking all the pieces. For those of you who play chess, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was just a great game for DiVincenzo. Wasn't a great game basketball-wise. They took this game over in the first half, and it was done at halftime. You knew that Michigan wasn't going to be able to come back. They didn't have the firepower. They weren't getting the production out of their big men, which was really their only hope going into the game. Was that Wagner was going to dominate in this game and cause problems on the inside, and he didn't. And, you know, again, he's a very good college player. He'll be a contributor in the pros. Will he be a starter? Not on a really good team. But he'll give you options off the bench, and he'll have a decent NBA career. But Dante DiVincenzo, like I said, he's to me, he's got to come back another year. But they may get in his ear and maybe his draft stock went up. It certainly should have if you're evaluating off the one game. But he's got everything. He's got the moves. He's got the dribble. He creates his own shot. He dishes. The big ragu. I like that. You know, then he dropped, you know, at halftime, they're winning the game 37-28, and he comes out and he drops 9 straight right out of the gate. in the second half, and it was done. I mean, done. See, and the thing about this, which, again, a little bit of difference between the NBA and collegiate coaching, and we'll talk about this on the other side, is Jay Wright, I'm going with my man. He was hot. Didn't matter. You know, Brunson wasn't playing particularly well. So they stayed with him. It wasn't, your time's up now. We got to do our rotation. You got to hit the bench. And away we go. He stayed with him. He ran with him. And they won the basketball game 79-62. It's a championship for Villanova. It's the second place finish for the Michigan Wolverines. And if you're listening here, it's a first place finish for you. I'm Bob Black. Let's head to the exit ramp right now. We'll come back and continue this conversation right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the attack, Black. You, Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, when you look at this game, and particularly looking at Wagner's stat line, and again, I'm not blaming this kid because it's up to the coach and it's up to his teammates to get him to basketball. He had those 11 points early in the first half, and yet they were still behind 23-21. Once Michigan figured out that, once Villanova figured out that he was really going to be their only offensive threat as far as being able to be competitive in the game, wasn't that there weren't other very good offensive players, then they managed to shut him down. They weren't able to get him the ball where they wanted to. And Abdul-Rahim, like I said, although played very well, once Wagner was shut out of the equation because he only scored 5 points the rest of the game, that was it for Michigan. And Nova's just a better team. Brunson didn't play bad, but he wasn't their main scoring option. They have no problem with that. And this is what makes it interesting. You know, when you look at Villanova as a program, and it wasn't that there was extreme heat on Jay Wright, but until they broke through, and this is their third national title now, two under Jay Wright and one under Raleigh. That dry spell between Raleigh and Jay Wright, they had some good teams in the interim, but no teams that could legitimately make noise. And when Jay Wright came over from Hofstra, which is a local school out here on Long Island, actually, I wondered if it was the right move, and I remember saying so at the time on the air because of the fact that Nova looked like one of those treading water programs. You go with a coach for 3 or 4 years, he treads water, you get rid of him. You know, another coach comes in, spin the wheel for 5 years, get rid of him. And I wondered whether or not Jay Wright was going to be one of those kind of coaches. And to the credit of Jay Wright and to the credit of the administration, they stuck with him. And he's 56 years old, so, you know, in theory, he's got another 8 to 10 years left, depending on what he feels like doing. And the reason why he was so appealing to Villanova was because he took a Hofstra team that had always been meh and have been meh ever since to the NCAA program in both 2000 and 2001. And he was, you know, at his peak right then. And if he was going to move on, he was going to have to move on. Completely understandable. And he got that Hofstra Pride program turned around. Back in 2001, and you think about it there, he's been there 17 years now. They had been decently coached by Steve Lapis, who had moved on to, I think, UCLA at the time. But they were finally getting back into postseason. You know, they made the NIT. He was able to recruit, but they kind of took that step back in 2002, 2003. There was a phone card scandal. Over half the roster got suspended. And it was not through Jay Wright, but, you know, at the time, you know, phone cards were all the rage for people who couldn't afford cell phones and things along those lines. It was a different time. But they were making the NIT, and the heat started to amp up a little bit. But from 2004-2005 on, all of a sudden, things really started going in the right direction. Now, you know, this wasn't a big surprise for some people. bought for Jay Wright and the unknown at Villanova, they didn't know what this guy could do. So it started to change. And, you know, when you look at it, all of a sudden, and they were bouncing conference too, don't forget. All of a sudden things started to change. And they started getting the recruiting classes. They were consistent. And back in 2005, 2006, they made the Elite Eight. You know, you could see it in 04, 05. They beat Kansas, got a fifth seed in the tournament, got to the Sweet 16, and they lost to North Carolina, who ended up winning the national championship that year. But they only lost by a point, and everything was starting to happen. You know, 2005, 2006, they made the Elite Eight. They got the number one seed in that season. They beat Monmouth, beat Boston College, and they lost again to the defending national champion, eventually national champion in Florida. So, you know, you could see, and they weren't getting blown out in these games. If I remember correctly, I believe the Carolina game was a point. And they were competitive against Florida, which was a very good team at the time. So, you know, it wasn't a big surprise that they were able to do this. But it was going in the right direction. And it was a situation where you could see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, he got National Coach of the Year that year. But then they took the big step back because the following year in 07, they had a lot of health issues, got the team back, though, for the tournament. They were 22-10, but they went right out to Kentucky in the first round. But you could see the recruiting classes were coming in. And these were guys who, you know, let's be honest about it. None of them really made it on the NBA stage. You know, a few of them did. The 05-06 class had Kyle Lowry and Randy Foy. And then, obviously, they've made their mark in the National Basketball Association. But they got guys out of the McDonald's All-American game. You know, like Curtis Sumter and Scotty Reynolds and Corey Stokes and, you know, Corey Fisher, and these guys were highly recruited guys, but they really never made a mark on the NBA. And so it was that in-between. They were starting to float again within the system, and it was like, all right, Villanova's a good team. They're making a tournament on a consistent basis now. And back in the 08-09, there was starting to be the rumblings a little bit. And in 2009-2010, and that was where he had to bench Scotty Reynolds and Corey Fisher because he kind of lost control of the team a little bit. There were rumblings that he was going to be out the door because they lost in the second round of St. Mary's. Now, understand something. This was a Villanova team that went a long way from the death years of past Raleigh up to Jay Wright, and yet they were still willing at that point to move on to him. 2010-2011, he had a monster team. He got off to a 16-1 start, but went 5-11. They finished the season lousy. And that was the year they went out in the second round when they started doing the play-in game and calling the first round the second round, George Mason. 2011-2012, started getting hot again. No joke. 2011-2012, they dropped to 13-19, did not make the tournament, did not make any tournament. The only thing they did was beat Rutgers in the Big East. And it started to get hot. And it looked like, and you see it with programs. We talk about this all the time. You see it with programs that all of a sudden The coach can't get the players. The alumni start getting disgruntled. You hear comments going out the door, and all of a sudden, Jay Wright's looking for a job. Credit to Villanova, because they saw what a quality dude he was. He managed to right the ship the following year. Now, I'll tell you something honestly. If they didn't get back to the tournament that year, he probably would have been out the door. Now, they lost to North Carolina in the first round, and they keep calling it the round of 64. To me, it's the first round. He lost in the first round, but he made it back, and they beat good teams along the way like Louisville and Syracuse in the span of a week. It saved his job. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and talk more about Jay Wright right after this short time. Adam Black, you're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
There you go. Yet another song Michael Jackson stole. But it's great. All this stuff starting to come out about him. Never liked him. Never will. Yeah. Little Iron Man in the beginning. But, you know, hey, he's dead. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And we're talking about Villanova basketball as they celebrate their national championship. And two seasons ago, I was in a room full of Nova fans when they won the national championship. My God, what a fun time that was. But as we said, we were recounting a little bit because one of the headlines was whether or not now that Villanova is a transcendent program that's going to be on the scene for a long time to come. And for the next 10 years, my belief is firmly that they will be. This is not the last national championship that Jay Wright will win. You know, it's very difficult to get there. Ask any coach. It doesn't matter. I mean, maybe it ends up being. But there's no reason why it should be. And taking it back to 2013-2014, you had the dissolving of the Big East Conference, basically. To the current Big East Conference. Back when Kevin Ollie won his national championship. And they lost in the second round to UConn. Then he had the 14-15 season, where they were number one seed in the East. And again, it was just looking like year in and year out. And they were back in the tournament, and they were getting number one seeds, and they were doing things, but they were perpetually disappointing. Jay Wright just could not get over the hump with this basketball team. And getting over the hump, what I mean by that is not necessarily even winning a national championship. Getting to the Final Four. Because once you get to the Final Four, your school has no bitch with you. It's incredibly difficult to get there. It's virtually impossible for most teams to get there. But he got to the Final Four, finally, in the year that they won a national championship. And they had a good road there. They started out with UNC Asheville, beat Iowa, beat Miami, and then had Kansas in the Great Eight. They annihilated Oklahoma in 2015-2016 in the Final Four, and then beat North Carolina 77-74 on that shot by Chris Jenkins, which, you know, was legendary. All of a sudden, Nova made its mark. And you talk to people, it would be fine. Anybody would say, well, we were making our mark and we were competitive. Yeah, you were. And you'd been to one Final Four, but you finally got over the hump. Had they lost to Oklahoma and not gotten to the national title game, it would have been same old Wildcats. That would have been the conversation. They're a very good basketball team, but they can't win it. And Jay would have continued to bring people in and continue to get to the tournament. Maybe he'd ride out the rest of his career there. Maybe he wouldn't. But the thing, and people forget about this in the 2015-2016 season, the thing that really did it for them and really prepared them for the title game against North Carolina was the previous game against Oklahoma. A lot of people picked them to bow out right there. Now, I know Lon Kruger. I know the depth of talent he doesn't have at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a very good basketball team. He's a very good coach. Not a great coach, and they're not a great team. And you saw what happened with Buddy Hield this year. They didn't even belong in the tournament. But when Nova beat Oklahoma by 44, everybody sat up. This wasn't Loyola Chicago. This wasn't George Mason. This wasn't University of Rhode Island who made it to the final. You know, none of these teams that it was a fluke that they got there to start out with. This was a team that got annihilated. And when you looked at the road that they went through, they beat two number one seeds that year in Kansas and North Carolina. They beat a number two in Oklahoma and a number three in Miami. And although Miami was rated way too high at that particular year, but that was it. 16-17. They lost in the second round. And then, of course, this year they got it. It when you look at it and when you look at the road, what they've been able to do at Villanova is put this program into being a first-rate program. Now, I don't know how many slots he's got to offer, but he's got a couple of players already who have signed a letter of intent. He's got one hard commitment out of the fifth-rated point guard in the country in Javon Quinterly out of New Jersey. And he recruits his area. That's the whole thing. He's a Northeast recruiter. He gets some of the guys in state. He's got a pipeline to the Catholic schools. He's got Cole Swinder coming in, who they think is going to be a very good player. He's 39th ranked player nationally, 10th at his position, which is power forward, but he's 6'7 and 210 pounds. So, you know, that could end up being a small forward. I don't know if the guy can hit an outside shot or hit a barn. And then they got Brandon Slater coming in, who's a shooting guard, 6'6, 47th ranked player in the country. So the class is already up to a good start. Class is ranked 12th nationally. In the Big East, they're ranked number one as of right now. Everything's fluid. So he's got more players coming in. The program is there. And what it does is take you into the conversation, as I said, of putting Jay Wright in that conversation of all-timers. He is now. You put him in the ranks with Roy, and you put him in the ranks with Bill. You don't put him in the ranks with Kay yet. But if he wins another one, you're having that conversation. He's only the third active coach right now with multiple NCAA championships. And they've got four straight 30-win seasons. Bill Self's the other one. And, you know, Wright's team took him apart. He'll go to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that stuff is, who cares? But now, when you start talking about Coach K, Williams, Self, Boeheim, Izzo, Cal, and now you have the guys who, and you probably won't see it in this class, but depending on what they do and what direction they take it in, because don't forget, they're not a one-and-done program. They get upperclassmen that move into the NBA. I don't know if that's going to change. I don't know that he wants to coach that way. Because, I mean, you think about it. Could he coach Villanova like Coach Cal coaches Kentucky? Probably not. Same thing with Bill Self at Kansas. I don't know that that's in Wright's DNA. I think it's more getting the guys that are willing to buy in. And take the program in that direction. Now, two national championships in 3 years is going to go a long way in determining what direction this program goes in. And again, he gets good recruiting classes, but it's not the wow recruiting classes that everybody's going, okay, you know, they're just going to walk their way to the Final Four. It doesn't play out that way. And you look at, you know, you look at Josh Hart, who's sitting on the Lakers. He was talking about it when he was talking with Mikal Bridges. And he does. He takes the high character, under-recruited, talented dudes, and they listen, and they play basketball. They're smart on the court. They're smart off the court. The bulk of their team's going to come back next year. They'll lose Brunson. Like I said, I don't think DiVincenzo is going to go anywhere. He could, if the agents get in his ear. It's possible he should stay another year, because he'll go in the first round. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you look at some of the blue bloods, I still am amazed that Roy Williams has a job with everything that's been swirling around that program. Jeff Capel left and went to Pitt, and he was K's primary recruiter. And we'll see. Nova's going to be there again. I I'm saying that Jalen Brunson is leaving. I mean, if he comes back, it could be pretty interesting. I mean, Mikal Bridges is going to go. But personally, I think Brunson should go too. That's just my opinion. But when you look at the core of Pascal, Phil Booth, DiVincenzo, Spellman, it is a good basketball team. I talked about Quinterly in the recruiting class. You know, he's hard. He's in now, all the way. But he was also a guy that was connected to Book Richardson out in Arizona, which is why he decommitted from there and ended up signing someplace else. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Good stuff, though. Let's wrap up this hour right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Talking hoops, talking basketball, talking Villanova, as we should here in the Attack. I'm Black. You're not 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And celebrating in Philly, rightfully so. Boy, Philly's the center of the sports universe this year, isn't it? Well, it's going to come to a halt with the baseball season. But and we'll get to Gabe Kapler in a moment, too. Man, you know, he's trying to reinvent the wheel right now, and that doesn't go over well with baseball players. We'll see. But, you know, credit to Jay Wright and company. If Brunson should come back, they're going to make another run next year. They'll have all the pieces in place. They won't have the size. But quite frankly, in college basketball, you don't need the size. Unless you just have one dominating dude who's 6'11", 7 foot that you can put in there and he just eats the game up. Which is possible. Which is entirely possible. But celebration in Philly, as it should be. And good stuff all the way around. You know, you got to feel good for those kids because they're not the, oh, we're the best that ever played the game kids coming out of college and coming out of high school. They're very good players, very highly recruited players, but they have their choices. They choose Villanova, and it's paid off in national championships. Well, that's it for this hour. Let's head for the exit ramp. When we come back, we're going to be talking college basketball again because on-the-court stuff was not all that went on in this basketball season, so we'll have one not-so-shining moment right after this brief timeout. Stay tuned for the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in 3 years, Villanova is the NCAA men's basketball champion. The Wildcats beating Michigan 79-62 in the title game last night. Nova's head coach, Jay Wright, says,
I'm just really blessed. I really feel God's blessed me to allow me to be at Villanova, get these kids, coach these kids.
Tech industry issues and renewed concerns about a trade war with China dragging down Wall Street in a big way yesterday. The Dow finished 459 points lower. The NASDAQ ended the day 193 points down. Police in many cities, including New York, will patrol more heavily around mosques today after a social media message declares today Punish a Muslim Day, encouraging people to commit hate crimes against Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
It was a slow process on day one of jury selection in the Pennsylvania retrial of comedian Bill Cosby on sex assault charges. Just one juror, a white male in his late 20s or early 30s, was seated. The trial is scheduled to begin April 9th if a jury can be seated by then. It's expected the trial will last for a month. Teacher walkouts continue in two states, as we hear from correspondent Jennifer Breeden.
Every public school in Kentucky and many schools in Oklahoma closed on Monday due to the large number of teachers protesting. Teachers saying they're tired of raising money and paying out of pocket for their underfunded classrooms.
And word is at least eight Oklahoma school districts will stay closed for a second day today because of the walkouts, as educators are again expected to rally in Oklahoma City today. The actress best known for portraying the iconic superhero Wonder Woman in a 1970s TV series will be honored today. Linda Carter getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this is USA Radio News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait?
Several U.S. senators now officially kicking off their re-election campaigns, among them Senate Democrat Tim Kaine, who last night kicked off his with a rally in Richmond, where, among other things, he spoke against President Trump's trade policies, saying the president is starting a trade war.
Mr. President, instead of starting trade wars that hurt American jobs, invest in infrastructure so we can compete and win.
And Senate Republican Ted Cruz kicked off his re-election bid last night with an event held in Stafford, Texas.
Texas is fearless. Texas is free. Texas loves freedom, and Texas is tough.
President Trump's among the supporters of Sinclair's controversial new promotional campaign for its TV stations. The president tweeting yesterday, quote, Sinclair far superior to CNN and even more fake NBC. Sinclair, which owns or operates over 170 TV stations across the U.S., coming under fire in recent weeks for directing dozens of anchors to read from, well, the same strongly worded script during on-air broadcasts, talking against biased and false news. And a SpaceX Dragon capsule filled with supplies and cargo and science experiments set to arrive at the International Space Station tomorrow morning after yesterday afternoon's successful launch from Cape Canaveral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Welcome back to The Attack, Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Story telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA is Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And excuse me, we have been talking college basketball, rightfully so. And whether or not you're a fan of Villanova or not a fan of Villanova, you have your own school that you're rooting for, the whole nine yards. Well, guess what? This was a well-deserved victory. And on the other side of the break, however, we're going to be talking about the various different things that happened in college basketball, because it was not a great season for college basketball. They can dress it up at the end all they want. You can't put lipstick on the pig. There were issues, and there were a lot of issues, to be completely fair. So as we talk about that going forward, we'll keep it in the realm of reality, which is not always the easiest thing to do in a world of sports. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We know you're only with us for a brief period of time. I'm looking out the window right now, bustling, hustling in my neighborhood as they're going forward. And dogs are being walked and kids are being shot out the door. And, you know, spouses are getting off to work, whatever the circumstances are. The construction site's going on across the street, which they do it each and every day, which is why I can never open my window in the summer. But with that being said, there's a lot of really good ways to go about getting us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all of it's right there for you. And you get the opportunity to listen to us on a day-in, day-out basis. And if you have a device, you're good to go. Everybody has a device. Come on. iPhone, iPoppy, tablet, laptop, watch, whatever it is. It's a beautiful thing. Now, with that being said, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. See somebody in a uni, give them thanks. It matters. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Let's set it up. This is one of the biggest weeks in sports. You've got end of the NCAA tournament, Masters Week. Baseball season's rolling out. It's a good time. It really is. We'll talk more about the Masters as we get forward into the week. But when you look at college basketball as a whole, it was not a good season. The scandals were off the hook. And you look at, you know, it may have been one shining moment at the end of the game last night, but when you look at the programs that had all these assistant coaches involved, not bueno. Not bueno at all. And these were high-tier programs. And that's the thing I believe that's getting a little bit I don't want to say swept aside, but you look at what happened with Patino out the door, and he's still, you know, there's no gambling looking on this establishment. But you look at the list and the documentation of the 20 college basketball schools that were named. Now, again, it's fluid. Some investigations were done. Not everybody was involved. There were small violations at some of the schools, but it cost four assistant coaches their jobs. Chuck Person is indicted, and he's going to go to prison. That's no joke. Lamont Evans, Chuck Person, Book Richardson, and Tony Bland. They're the federal indictments, guys. That's no joke. And then you look at all the schools that were included in the report: Duke, North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan State, USC, Alabama, North Carolina State, Seton Hall, LSU, Maryland, Washington, Texas, South Carolina, Louisville, Utah, Xavier, Wichita State, Clemson, Kansas, Creighton, Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Iowa State. And they left out Oklahoma State. I didn't. And it was, you know, it was a mix of things. A little cash here, a hotel room, airline tickets, meals, the whole nine yards. But all these schools were involved in this to one form or another, to the point where the NBA decided they needed to get involved. Now, how they're going to do it yet remains to be seen. But they're going to change the one and done. I can promise you that. It'll happen in the offseason. But they're going to change the one and done. You know, with the hoopla of the tournament, it's gone a little bit in the other direction. And it's been swept under the rug a little bit. But it's going to come front and center again. Syracuse has already taken a hit with Darius Bazley. He's not messing around. He's going to the G League. He wants to get paid. He can't get drafted. He'll play in the G League. It'll either enhance or expose his talents. And then he'll get drafted. And you're going to see a lot more of that. And he's not going to be the only one. What it's going to come down to is this. Look, you can ride out college for a year with one and done. And this is where it gets a little dicey. What's going to probably have to happen is they're going to have to go back to the, you can come right out of high school and go to the NBA. The league is going to set it up where you can make the decision to either get drafted right away or do what Darius Bazley did and jump into the G League. Now, can it happen again? Yeah, I think so. And like I said, I'm real curious to see how this is going to sort itself out. If they go to two and done, they're going to lose a whole bunch of players out of the college ranks, which is why I don't think they can do it. If you're going to force a kid to stay in school for 2 years when they don't want to be there, they're not going to go to college. They're going to jump to the G League. The G League will be the proving ground for all these kids. They'll set it up where they can't be drafted if they're in the G League right away. They'll have to play out that first year. And then they'll go into the draft pool of players that are coming out. And then each organization will, you know, pick who they want. It's a fluid time for both college basketball and the NBA. Now, this is a kid in Bazley who is projected to be a lottery pick in 2019. There are other options. You can go to the EuroLeague, you can go to the Australian League. There's all kinds of directions you can take it in. Like I said, this is uncharted territory. But Bazley is a wing player. He's a 3-and-D. He's 6'9". He originally signed with Ohio State, backed out with them. And this is where it gets funky because the colleges are not paying the players. They're not dipping into that money that they get and making sure that these kids get at least a stipend. And I'm not going to get into the argument here. They're getting an education, the scholarship, the food, the baby. Yeah, okay, I get that. It's not enough. And I don't know if the NBA is going to sweeten the pot, because they could force Gatorade to up more money or go shopping for another sponsor. I don't know how long the commitment is to the G League. Right now, you're looking at, and this was a good stat off of the Ringer, 38% of the NBA players that are active right now spent some time in the developmental league. That's a pretty high percentage. So, I mean, for the sake of discussion, if you can get in there and you can drop 75 grand on a kid, which is a lot of money. I mean, comparatively, yeah, it's not millions, but if you can drop 75 grand into the kid, into the pocket of a 18, 17-year-old kid, and he can go up against professionals and hone his game, or get the snot well out of him, which is the other end of it. See, there is risk and reward here. Why wouldn't they do that? And so everybody's assuming that, okay, well, this kid jumps to the pros right away and he goes into the G League, and 2019 he'll be a lottery pick. And I guess what? His flaws may get exposed where he's not a lottery pick. Still ends up as a number one maybe, or maybe a second round pick, or maybe he doesn't get drafted at all. That's the other risk. When you take it in that direction and that's how you decide to go, that's the risk you run. Because you're playing against grown men and they could care what your reputation is. They want to knock you down because you're going after their job. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more basketball conversation right in that direction. Right after this short time I'm out. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We'll be right back.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Robert's out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking basketball here, and this one shining moment that belonged to Villanova yesterday is not – I don't want to say it's going to be the last of the NCAA, but I'll tell you, it's the game is going to change and the sport is going to change, and the collegiate level is never going to be the same again after this year. It's going to take a little while. There's going to be a progression, and the NCAA better get their blazers in gear and figure it out. And they've got to do it. Because this ain't no joke. The fact that Darius Bazley is leaving the collegiate ranks and going into the G League should be sending shockwaves through the NCAA. And professional ball. I mean, professional ball's in a no-lose here. They've got all the cards. The question is, how bad does Adam Silver want to play them? If the NBA decides that the college ranks, they just don't give a bleep, then cut them loose. And they're going to float around on their own. And that's fine. But if they want to work in concert with the NCAA, they better get it in gear fast. Now, so far, he's the only prospect that's out and out gone to the professional ranks. But again, you look at what happened over the last couple of years with Moutier going overseas and some of these guys that were top prospects just not wanting to go to college, which is their right. Not everybody belongs in college, regardless of what the idiots think. Not everybody is meant for the college life. They don't have the discipline to study. They're more interested in making money, and there's nothing wrong with that. They feel their skill set in their particular avenue is worth exploring, and they should get paid for it. And I got no issue with that. Some of them are going to fall short. But they're going to have to make some level of adjustment. And you can take this back to 2008 with Brandon Jennings. He signed with the European lead, and he still got drafted 10th overall in 2009. Like I said, Moutier went to China. Terrence Ferguson went to Australia. You know, these guys are making it in this league. I mean, Jennings has bounced around, but he's had a very solid NBA career, and he's made millions of dollars. Moutier is trying to play his way. He's with the Knicks now, and he's trying to play his way into being a first-rate player in this league. I don't know if he has the skill set, but it didn't hurt him by not going to college. His first contract was $1.2 million. I'm assuming he kept some of that money. He's been playing professional ball now for 4 years. He's making money, making more money than most people who go to college will ever make in their lives. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And again, if the NCAA wants to fiddle while Rome burns, they're going to be looking at nothing but ashes by the time this is done. I don't know what the answer is. Allegedly, the NBA is working with them to try to figure out some level of this. But what usually happens when fat guys drinking scotch get in a room together is that they screw it up. because they're more interested about making money. How can we keep these players happy but still make the money that we need to make? And yeah, okay, that's great. There'll always be a level of player that wants to go to college and have the experience. And the way this is structured right now, and it's exactly how I said, the G League team that drafts him will not own his rights until he becomes eligible for the NBA draft. And once he turns 19 and declares, the team loses ownership rights to him. And what it means is that he can't be called up to the next level. And this is where the double-edged sword of it comes. I mean, just, you know, for the sake of discussion, just say it's the Westchester Knicks. Well, the Knicks have no incentive in helping Baisley develop because they don't own his rights. So he may join the G League and command a $70,000, $75,000 salary. I mean, he may ride the pine for the whole season because they're trying to develop the Luke Kornets of the world and see if they can play. But what does come with it is that he gets the NBA training. All these organizations are trying to train their players the same way that the guys on the NBA level get trained. You get the first-rate medical care. You have access to the NBA facility. And the salaries range from $75 to $275. So, you know, you have an agent, he negotiates your deal. And you don't have to go overseas. And you don't have to adjust to a new culture. You don't have to fly to China. You don't have to go to Australia. You don't have to go to Rome. I mean, me personally, I would want to. But not everybody's geared for that. They want familiarity. They want to be close to their families. And that's completely understandable. But the landscape's changing, and it's changing very quickly. And the NCAA better figure it out, because like I said, and this is no big secret. Look at those teams that I mentioned. And even just keeping the four assistants who got indicted. Oklahoma State, you know, it's a mid-level program. They're trying to get back to prominence, but they've been there before, and hopefully, you know, it's the team I root for, they'll do it again. Chuck Person, Auburn hasn't been able to make an impact on the NCAA scene since he was there. Bruce Pearl's the coach now, and you know Bruce's history. Arizona and USC. I mean, these are big programs. And they're all taking the hit right now. And in all those little programs that had been mentioned, there were no small fish in there. You know, some of them are more prominent than others. But when you have a conversation that starts with Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Michigan State, you're having Kansas, you're having a conversation. And this isn't going to be playing out well for the NCAA. Not unless they figure it out, unless they figure it out fast. Because, I mean, I don't know what kind of deal Baisley's agent is going to be able to cut for him. But let's just say it's in that middle ground between $75,000 and $275,000. All right? You're under no pressure for 1 year. You can live how you want to live. You know, I mean, like I said, maybe it's the middle ground. Maybe it's, you know, $150,000. Let's just use that number. What can you do with $150,000 for your family when you're an 18-year-old kid? I don't know what his background is. I don't know what his upbringing is. I don't know what his family's needs are. But if you're sitting there and you're an 18-year-old kid and they want to give you a six-figure salary, why the hell aren't you going to take it? Ain't no need to go to Syracuse. All due respect to Jim Boeheim in that city. You don't need to be trotting your Nikes up there. So this is the future of basketball. This is the future of college basketball. And it ain't going to go backwards. Crap's already out of the horse. You can't stuff it back in. NCAA better adjust quickly. Hopefully they're working with the NBA. NBA holds all the cards here, believe me. And all these six-figure coaches, seven-figure coaches, I should say, who are collecting those salaries better hold their collective breaths, because those days might be coming to an end too. What's not coming into an end is this show, but this segment is. We'll be back right after this short time. Adam Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the Low-Cost Airline Travel Hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-Cost Airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Robert seems to be into rhythm today. Rhythm is good. We don't have any issue. Like that. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. toll-free telephone number of the attack. And that's it for college basketball, at least today. But again, there's other people talking about this, but warning shot. Warning shot across the bow of the NCAA. Enjoy the moment. I'm certainly not taking the moment away from Villanova, but you know, literally, we're going to be talking about basketball in a whole different way within a couple of years. The same as most other sports are evolving. Yeah, you know, I've talked about it with football. Talked about it with baseball. You know, how baseball is going about it the wrong way. Still reaching out to the commissioner, still not getting any response. But that's all right. It's all right. Now, baseball season's rolling along. There was an interesting, I like Kenley Jansen's response. And last night he blew a save. In the longest game in the history of, I don't know, something. But 5 hours and 46 minutes. Took him to the 15th inning. He blew a save with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Chris Owings hit a three-run home run. And the Dodgers couldn't hold it, even though they took the run, took the lead in the top of the 15th. Oh, it was the thing in the Bob, or whatever stadium they're calling it now. That was it. You know, Kenley Jansen last year blew one save in 42 chances. He's arguably the best reliever in baseball. He's off to a slow start. He gave up a home run to Joe Panik in a loss in the first game. And he had a three-run lead in his second appearance, and he blew it. And he said he's fighting with his stuff. His timing's a little off. He's walking guys. His velocity's down a little bit. But I loved his response. And he's 100% right. His attitude was, look, it's one game. Now, if they lose the division by a game, yeah, okay. It matters. You know, in the category of irrelevant stats, the Dodgers entered Monday's game with a 364-0 record in the last 8 years when they've had a three-run league. Who bleeping cares? But here's the thing. And this goes back to last season. He gave up two home runs and took a loss and blew one of the three save chances against Houston. That's not good. That did matter. But when it comes to the regular season and getting off to a good start in the regular season, it happens where it just doesn't go right. And like I said, I like his attitude. Who cares? He could have rephrased that, maybe. It's one game. It's one save. And he's 100% right. You know, this is the big difference. And I'll do a football analogy here, right? You see Cam Newton, and they caught him in that press conference after the Super Bowl when they just lost, and he was losing his mind. And that has stuck with him since that happened. He doesn't particularly handle himself well in press conferences. But even with that aside, you got an emotional situation in a game where physicality is the name of the game. These guys are pounding each other for 60 minutes. And then you put it on the biggest stage, and they're pounding each other, and you come up on the losing end of the situation. You've been preparing for it for a week or 2 weeks in the case of the Super Bowl. And then all that emotion, all that preparation, everything that happened on the game, the air comes out of the balloon because you lost the football game. And you're supposed to be, oh, everything, credit to the other team. Everything was fine. We did the best we could. We'll be back next year. And you know that these guys are raging inside, raging. And in the case of Cam Newton, it came out. Well, you look at basketball, you look at football, where the season baseball, where the season stretches out, and particularly in the case of baseball with 162 games. And this is where sports talk, as a rule, has really is just a joke in some instances, in the fact that they want these players for 162 games to take each one like it's the end of the world every time they lose a game. If they did that, there would be no relief pitchers in baseball. Every time a hitter went into a slump, it would be Harakiri time. You can't play the game that way. So now that I guarantee you, LA Sports Talk right now is lit up with Kenley Jansen doesn't care. Kenley Jansen isn't taken serious. Is it time to get rid of Kenley Jansen? His velocity's down. This would be a good time to trade him. Get him out of town. You people are morons. Idiots. Every village needs one. Most people have Joe Biden. We have sports talk fans. No joke. Relax. Because he's going to save 40-plus games for you this year. You know, and listen, let's be honest about it. Relievers do have short shelf lives in most instances. Maybe the wheels are coming off. I don't know that. But he's 100% right in this instant in that he cannot go home after last night with a knife in his stomach going, oh, my God, the world just ended. You can't operate the game this way. And I don't know who the reporter was who asked the question, but he's an idiot too. You want to ask a question? Talk about the diminished velocity. You want to ask a question? Talk about the fact that your control doesn't seem to be where it is and you're not placing the ball where you want to place. Those are legitimate questions. Or you blew a save and you have a loss. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to jump off the closest building. Come on. And like I said, this is where they don't get it. It's where people don't get the sport. They don't see the difference between baseball and basketball, for that matter, and other sports. And that's it. And like I said, I'm standing in Kenley Jansen's story, corner. Simple as that. Dodgers did lose again. They're 2-3. It's the end of the season. Oh, yeah. It did snow up here in New York. Games canceled. Unbelievable. Houston unfurls its banner and proceeds to beat Baltimore 6-1. Look, repeating is the hardest thing to do in any level of sports. Doesn't matter what it is. Back in the old days, it was controlled. The winners kept winning because they had the most money and there was no free agency and there was nothing else going on, regardless of what the sport was. But Houston took care of their business. It's going to be very tough not to have them repeat. And you take it to the East, and Seattle's 2-1, and that's cool, and the Angels are 3-2, and so far they haven't imploded. Oakland stinks, and Texas stinks. I mean, I hate to say it, their seasons are over already. They stink. They're not any good. But herein lies the difference. Seattle's going to battle all year to keep the balance between a very good pitching staff and a group of hitters that don't hit on a consistent basis. And again, it's a very small sample. But 12 runs scored against, 11 runs against for Seattle. That trend continues all year. You're basically looking at a 500 team, and that's fine. The difference between Houston and Seattle, Houston already has 28 runs scored against 12 runs against. They're going to win a lot of baseball games that way. They're going to win the division. I mean, barring catastrophic injury. Obviously, they lose Correa, they lose Altuve, they lose Springer. It's, any combination where the three of them are out for extended periods of time, we're having a different conversation. But they're that good. And I think the only threat to them in the American League is going to be the Yankees. Maybe Cleveland, but I think the Yankees. Now, the trick here is multi-layered. Don't be complacent. Stay hungry all year. That's Hinch's mission with this team. But they seem to be playing as a unit. They're into each other as people. They seem to really like each other. All right, if that's the case, then you got something going on here. But, I mean, Houston is just an extraordinarily talented baseball team. And when you look at the depth that they have on that baseball team, It's extraordinary. And the starting pitcher, Morton is your fifth starter. Verlander, Keuchel, Gerrit Cole, Lance McCullers, and Morton. No starting five matches up. It's good to be A.J. Hinch. When we come back, we'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Phone number is 1-800-87-PLAY. Is 878-PLAY if you want to sneak one in. Washington's off to a 4-0 start, and Harper's off to a $400 million start. At least that's the headline. Everybody's wondering whether or not he's going to feel the pressure. Of going forward into his walk year, and Washington figure out whether or not going to be able to sign him, and the whole nine yards, and all that. And you know, look, back in 2016, he had 9 home runs, 24 RBIs in April. And he hit only 15 home runs the rest of the year. So right now he's locked in. Hit a 425 foot shot off of Sean Newcomb yesterday. Walked 4 times. First 4 games, hit .417, 6 walks, no strikeouts. Hitting the boom boom. Yeah. Look, is he the best player in baseball? No. Is he the second best player in baseball? No. He is a big time slugger? Yeah. He's been playing in the major leagues since he's 19 years old. He's a bona fide slugger. He's just now growing into his body. He's 25. He's 6'3", 230 pounds. If you need an outfielder and you're willing to break the bank, he's your man. I don't know where he's going to end up. It ain't going to be with the Yankees. They don't have any need to get him, to be honest about it. He hits Ruthian shots. You know, he's a pretty amazing kid who's just going to continue to get better. But he's off to a good start in his walk here. That's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.